This is a CKTZ news update. Trevor LeDuc is one of Cortez Island's most recent graduates of Emergency Medical Responder Training. Otherwise known as EMR, Emergency Medical Response is community-focused and ideal for people who live and work in a rural or remote area and have a desire to make a difference. As member of Clahoose First Nation, LeDuc lives and works in the Clahoose Village. He received his EMR training shortly after becoming certified in Occupational First Aid Level 3, or OFA 3, and he hasn't looked back. Awesome. So you just went right from OFA to EMR.
Yeah. Trying to gain any skills and training I can in a roundabout sense, you know, just to be a positive service, not only to my village, but to the island. And even now, like, I have all my equipment in my trunk. I mean, hypothetically or potentially speaking, anything could happen anywhere. So I would like to be a part of, you know, helping others stay alive, stay healthy, get well sooner rather than later. So.
Right. And so that's what's driving this pursuing being a medic.
In 2016, I was involved in a very serious accident where I fell almost 40 feet off a building. And so I had broken my back, broke my skull, broke a lot of things, and shattered my left ear. So there's a lot of things that happened to me, and I shouldn't have been alive. But again, the beautiful people and the ambulance service, the wonderful people that sat by my bed when I was in intensive care, like all these people just, it's very, I feel very blessed because everything that was done to keep me alive and take care of me. And for me, that's just amazing gift and blessing. So it's why I want to be of service back to other people, because I have the abilities to do it now. And I just want to return that favor to everyone that was given to me in my time of need. So. That's kind of why I do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Even since I was younger, I had just a love for science. And then it led into getting into high school and I fell in love with biology. When I had to heal from my last injury, I started to try to figure out my amnesia and my brain injury. So I started to understand things on epigenetics and neuroplasticity and things. So it's a lot of deep things. But for me, it's a passion of mine just to gain knowledge, extrapolate what I can, and find a way of helping others around me, no matter what the situation.
Okay. And are you sort of overseeing a crew? Do you think, can you see yourself needing these medical skills working at that job?
For starters, that's because where I'm mainly stationed, where I run the public works there, and I take care of the water and wastewater. So it's initially based there, but I also belong to the volunteer fire department. But again, there's a distance in between where I live and Hall 1. So usually by the time I respond, there's others right there that are kind of already ahead of me. But again, the skills can be used at any time, I believe, in any situation if it arises. So,
well, you know, I think the EMR training is fantastic. And I mean, you can go to your primary care paramedic and your advanced care paramedic. I mean, are you going to stop at EMR or...
I'm hoping by this summer, I'll reach the level of primary care paramedic and be licensed to work on an EHS, basically an ambulance paramedic. So that's kind of my goal. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll go get my first year nursing as well. I don't know. So it's about offering as much service as I can. I got a blessed mind to grab knowledge and hold on to it. And it's something that I really love. So it's very fun for me. So.
Wow, that's fantastic, Trevor. I really wish you well with that. And I'm sure that you could just mentor other people too.
Yeah, like I said, I don't plan on going anywhere. I love Cortez Island. I don't plan on moving anywhere. So I'm wishing as long as I can be a blessing to not only my nation, but the island, all Cortesians. So.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.